Blog Talk Radio.
Join me, Dahl Arntzen, your host, Fridays, the Alaskan Patriot Network. I will bring you conservative views and news, both at home here in Alaska and around the world. So be sure to tune in Fridays, 2 to 5 p.m. Alaska Daylight Time, the Alaskan Patriot Network.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Happy Saturday, folks. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We are across basically all social media platforms. You can find us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. We have a website, barefootislegal.org, and I am your host, Audrey. I've been barefooter for about my whole life myself, and I just find it something very important that people have the right information on. I'm here to, you know, encourage, empower, educate those who are interested in said barefoot lifestyle. My host Phoenix is on her way. We were actually chatting on the phone when she was getting ready, and then we realized the show is starting, so she's just now getting in her car. She will be joining us shortly. We have an exciting show today. Here in a little while, a fellow named Guy Felix Brote will be calling in. He is a barefoot runner, athlete. He's done the triathlon. He actually holds the first barefoot world record. So he will be calling in to talk about that. And, so it'll be an exciting show. We have, I generally start off, you know, with places I've been barefooting this week. I went to my friend's Crystal Shop. She's barefoot as always, and anyone in the Ohio area should check her out. She's over on Brant Pike here and out there over there in Huber Heights. called Heirs Everlasting Light. I think y'all should check it out. And she's basically everything friendly there out there. So she's got some good products and good stuff. So check her out. I was out there this week. I started a therapist, and I went in barefoot, and she's absolutely no issues there. She made a comment about it. She asked where my shoes were, and I told her I didn't wear them. She said, okay. And we moved on from there. So that helped, you know, getting into somewhere new. Always helps. And mostly work this week. As you all know, I do have to wear shoes at work, but I pop them off occasionally when I have to, especially, you know, when I'm cleaning. So that way I know if I've stepped in something I need to wipe off versus having it on my shoe, tracking it around after meal times with the kiddos. I know we're trying to find my tab here. Boop, boop, boop. I did go camping last weekend. Those of you that tuned in heard that. I was, you know, camping while doing the show. So that was fun. And we had Rita Cox on. I don't know if anybody's had a chance to look at what we were discussing last week about and or heard last week's show. Just, you know, encouraging folks and point, you know, trying to just encourage people. I feel it's very important to, you know, I keep saying, you know, today. I don't always say that. I think it's important to be there for one another and, you know, instead of tearing people down, like you hear so many people doing, just building up kind of what we're here for. And I don't know. I went to, where did I go last night? I went somewhere last night, you. Oh, had my bowling meeting. I went to the bowling alley barefoot. I haven't bowled a game yet. They still are trying to tell me I have to wear the bowling shoes when I bowl. So I'll continue working on that one. I'll keep you all updated and posted on that. People are all, oh, you'll slip and fall. I slip and fall in the shoes. So why are you so worried about? Yeah, I don't get it. But I hope everyone is enjoying a nice, fantastical, you know, lovely weather day going on. We have, I think it's probably about high 70s or low 80s here in Ohio. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. I don't think we're going to have rain. We might. You never know with Ohio. Yeah, and I'm excited to have a guy here on in a little bit. And I'm actually very curious because I've never been much of an athletic person, folks. I've always been the, you know, sit in the corner, sit up against a tree, painting or reading or writing. I don't do the I'm not an athlete. I am so far from an athlete. I couldn't do it even if I wanted to physically. So I'm excited to, you know, hear some of what he's got to say and, you know, even tips like for those of us who don't have quote-unquote athletic bodies. I'm hoping maybe he has something he can share for something. I mean, I'll work out at the gym when I can, as everybody that knows me knows, I'll go hiking, I'll walk around, I do stuff like that. But as far as like triathlon level stuff, that's not in my cards. But and here comes Phoenix here in just a minute. She's pulling up now finally. So she'll be joining us in just a minute. We've got she was mentioning something. I would get it started, but I legit, my brain won't let me remember what it was. So she will inform you of that. But, yeah, so we've got, there's something else I needed to mention. Oh, yes, and don't forget also now, here we have been picked up by Mix 105 Indianapolis Radio, Internet Radio. So they'll be replaying this show, not tomorrow Sunday, but the next Sunday, Yeah, 4 a.m. Yeah, sorry. Had to search my brain. 5:30 a.m. for those of you who would like to re-listen to it then. You know, so we'll be, it'll be played there. You can go to 105 Indiana Mixed Radio. And here she is, my phoenix.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for driving safely enough to make it.
Yes.
The light of my fire.
I'm the phoenix, baby.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Unless you're ash.
Rise from those ashes.
Put your ash at some point, you asshole. Ooh. Anywho, moving on. So, yeah, I was just introducing the show, and I had this guy calling in, and I was talking about some of my barefoot exploits this week, which haven't been very many because of work, but what would I mentioned that there was something you said you'd wanted to share, but I legit couldn't remember, so I'm going to let you take that away for a minute. Here she is. So,
well, hello. You know, if you've been listening frequently, you know, I'm Phoenix. Sorry, I was running late. I hope you are all having a, you know, great barefoot week, month, year, whatever. But, yeah, so I have some things I want to talk about. I've definitely been I feel like going a lot more without shoes. Now I really, unless it's like 100 degrees or something, I don't really need, you know, like I've been finding like I can even go to the rock quarry without them, which is exciting. I was able to get through 96, you know, degree hot asphalt, like black asphalt, not just concrete. And there is a difference in the heat for sure between black asphalt and concrete, which is why
black absorbs.
Yes, exactly. It absorbs more light, more heat. And so that's why if you are somebody who is new to it and still starting out, I recommend like looking for more of concrete surfaces because that can kind of give you, you know, just a safer option, but it also kind of helps you build up to, you know, concrete and other textures and temperatures easier for sure. But I think it's a good place to start to make sure you don't overdo it. And again, if it's guys, you know, be smart, you know, if you say if you're very new to this, you know,
listen to your body.
Yeah. You know, like you can even look at, you know, barefoot sandal options where, you know, if it is too hot and you have no choice but to walk on asphalt, for whatever, you know, situation that might be, you know, just to be smart. But concrete is definitely a really good place to start building that up for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just listen to your body and take it a step at a time because I would hate for somebody to go dive full in and, you know, and then end up with like third degree sunburns. I actually know a girl that did that in high school. She definitely was not a barefooter. But she, decided, you know, when she was at the water park with her family to go around in 105 degree weather at the water park. And because her feet were wet, she did not realize that burning her feet the entire time. And, you know, she was not somebody that went around without her shoes, even like we do.
Yeah.
And so
she was not built up yet.
Yes. So that's why I'm like, you know, they're barefooting.
Are you still friends with her? Like, do you know if she's like barefoot phobia now?
Actually, not really. I don't even know why. Yeah, I love high school. There was just,
oh, don't, we're not
know,
getting into that. We're not getting
yeah.
into that. Nope. That's not what this show is about.
I know. That's why I wasn't going to get into it. But I definitely think, like, it's like barefooting is definitely not as dangerous as people make it out to be. It's
right.
really not. But at the same time, you know, you do have to listen to your body and your limitations. And, you know, I have a friend who has been hiking with me. We actually went on a barefoot hike Thursday evening. Yeah. And, you know, she had her shoes off the whole time. And but we went, you know, she had gone through the quarry with me, actually, once, but she admitted that it was a little too much. She loved it. She was glad she did it. It was not a horrible experience for her, but she was like, yeah, I forget that you and I are on a different level. And I'm like, yeah, I've been doing this, you know, steadily for about 2 years, you know, just like Audrey's on a different level as me, where, you know, she got through the whole winter only wearing shoes 3 times. And yes, you know, we don't have super horrible winters like Minnesota or Canada, you know, or those areas.
Cold someday, man, that's obviously, I broke down a couple times.
So. Yeah, but still, we do get winter, we get snow, we can get frostbite here, so it's, you know.
We're well aware of the frostbite here, so nobody needs to point out that it's a real thing.
Yes, like we, and that's the thing too, is like, I want to, like, safety is very important, you know, and that's why information regarding safety and tips and tricks is so important, because something is only dangerous if you're not informed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, there are so many different, you know, reasons, like you have to get a license, you have to get even for a motorcycle, you know, there's like the endorsement, I think is what it's called. And, you know, there are so many different things that you require, you know, learning, you know, safety for, because, you know, something is really only dangerous if you don't know how to use it,
yeah.
You know, or if you're not educated. And so, like, knowing, you know, that's the thing I hate, is because, like, yes, obviously, if I'm going to a construction site, I'm going to be wearing steel toe boots. I'm not going to be wearing tennis shoes either, folks. I'm definitely not going to be wearing flip-flops, because I love that people act like flip-flops are going to protect you from much when they're not.
It caused me to break my ankle before.
Literally, I mean, flip-flops are so dangerous.
Yeah.
So dangerous. Like, if anything. I mean, really. But, you know, she definitely enjoyed it. And so we went out onto a dirt path this time. And it was definitely a little bit more at her level. And, you know, she absolutely loved it. Not that she didn't love going to the quarry either. But it was, you know, and there were still rocks that, you know, different rocks and sticks and branches, you know, stuff to walk over, but it wasn't like a bunch of sharp pointy rocks, because the quarry is pretty much mostly just straight up rock, and there are a lot of sharp and pointy ones, especially the tiny ones.
Yeah.
But anyway, so.
It's funny how the smaller ones can cause the most.
Oh,
pain.
For sure. And it's because, like, they're harder to
right,
see, but they're,
and
they
surface.
Hit a nerve. You know,
and they're not as like it's like you, somebody can lay on a bed of nails, like, you know, spread out more. So it's not like just one point.
Yeah. Sorry, I got started from what I was going to say. Oh, but yeah, no, she loved it, and it was definitely more at her level. And, you know, we were just talking, she's like, I love this. She, you know, at one point she was like, I love walking on dirt like this, you know, and like, there wasn't really mud, guys. It's technically a river, but where I go, it gets shallow enough that's more like just like a creek, and there isn't really too bad of a current unless there's been a lot of storms or something. But, I mean, the creek river area was super low, and like, so there was, and we haven't been having any good rain around here, which sucked. So there was like really no mud except for right by the water where there was a little bit. So that was a little disappointing for both of us, but, you know, she was just talking about, like, I even just love walking on dirt. It was like, and she's like, I can't even explain it, but, like, I knew what she was talking about. I was like, airy. No, like, the type of dirt we were walking on was just so airy. She's like, yeah, it's, like, silky, like, and you can't have those experiences walking in shoes. You can't. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. You can't. And we both just, and for us, it's, like, a very, you know, mental health thing as well as a, you know, energetic spiritual thing of just being able to cleanse your energy, let it go. And so that was very nice. And so it is nice to see, you know, one of my friends getting more into it. She always loved it as a kid.
Sometimes she likes it different.
Yeah. And I would love to have her on in the future because, I think it's very interesting to kind of share experiences and even for you guys to see three different barefooters and three different parts of their journey. You know, Audrey's been doing this steadily for over a decade. I have been doing this, you know, steadily for about 2 years. And, you know, my friend is just getting into it for the past few months now. I think around springtime, yeah, she started kind of going here and there with me. And I don't know. It's definitely fun to just see people, get more people getting into it, because it is such a freeing feeling. And that's what, you know, she was mostly talking about, was it was just so freeing. And I think that's just why so many of us do it, is,
yeah.
You know, we feel in control. We feel free. You know, we feel connected with the vibrations of the earth. We feel connected with nature, but also our just general environment, the general experience. You know, like I even talked about going to car race just feeling the vibrations even through my feet, even in the concrete, you could still feel it. Was just so cool. And, you know, concerts, yeah. You know, like there's so many experiences. You're just so much more invested.
Well, I mean, like, speaking specifically. So like, I think I mentioned last week, I honestly don't remember. But so I've taken, I'm in the infant room in my, at the school I teach in right now. I'm an infant teacher. And, we were taking them outside, and there were a couple of my babies. They were just fussing and fussing. Of course, they don't have words yet, so they can't tell me. And so I, being who I am, popped my shoes off and felt, and that it was just astroturf, but it was like so hot, and no one else, no one could figure out. Like, I mean, we thought maybe it was because of the sun, but I was like, well, but see, then when we're over here on the dirt, it's fine. So I popped my feet off to feel it, and it was actually almost too hot for my feet. Like, it was borderline. Like, it wasn't like I didn't make me want to put them right back on or anything, but I was like, oh, if I had sensitive infant skin, that would be very hot. And I was like, that's why, lady. Like, no one else could figure out, because no one else was about to pop their shoes off. And even when, like, they'd feel it with their hand, they were saying, no, it's not that hot. It's not that hot. And I was like, well, your hand that has already had built into it, it's not going to feel things as hot as your feet do, because it's just the nature of the body part. So once I realized that, and then we, you know, kept them off that at the turf part, because, you know, basically plastic grass. And but they were fine out there after that. They weren't as fussy. So it's like you say, like different experience, like you don't realize. And that's why I encourage people that are pet owners. And it's actually currently we're doing the that's what I want to mention, folks. The challenge of walk your pet barefoot challenge.
Okay.
So I keep calling it something else, but yeah. There's information at, go to the Facebook group Barefoot is Legal, and there's more information there about that. But if we can take photos of you walking your pet, taking your pet out for a walk, barefooting, to show, like, you know, they say if it's too hot for them, it's too hot for me. Well, that's true. So why are you wearing shoes? So you don't know if it's too hot for your pet or not. That's my whole thing. I'm like, okay, so if you agree with that, then why are you wearing shoes to do it? Like, you don't know if it's too hot unless you feel it. Like, nobody realized the ground was too hot for our babies, and so I was barefoot on
it.
And then I could feel it, and I'm like, get this. And I did that. We had about four of my, I told all the other teachers, I said, I could get these babies over here. I said, that is too hot. That is way too hot for them.
Yeah.
You know, because I knew it, because I could feel it in my feet. So same thing with your pets. Like, they don't have the words to tell you.
Yeah.
They don't have the words. So, you know, give them the benefit of that. Feel it for yourself.
Yeah, and I love that you talk about that, because for me, like, barefooting and, you know, nannying kids, but also having a dog that I've even gone out into the quarry with her barefoot, and she absolutely loves it. Vets, groomers always say that she's extremely healthy for a 12-year-old dog, but it's because, you know, my family, you know, either, you know, we take her out, you know, we love to be out with her. We're nature people.
She's
and
stuck in a house all day. Like,
yeah.
You know, a lot of aging dogs.
And
that's not knocking any pet owner. That's the days we live in. Nobody has time to do that.
No,
you guys are lucky enough to be able to have the time, or at least one of the,
it's like we take turns.
Well, and that's
you know?
The perk of a big family, is there's multiple, there's enough people to take a turn with it. So it's like, oh, you know, we can't do it, but you have a couple hours off. Can you go ahead and take care of this? You know? So
yeah. And thankfully we are people that enjoy nature, and I know some people, they can't help it. They have, you know, phobias, or different, you know, struggles.
Yeah.
With, you know, just even, and I know some people, like, they don't even like nature textures. That's why, like, some barefooters don't like nature. You know, they'd rather be city walking.
It's a sensory thing, yeah.
Yeah.
We all have our different, you know, preferences to what we want and what we like and what we can handle.
But I am excited to take part in that, since even though I already, you know, take my dog out, and even like with the kids I nanny, like, you know, some of them, I will definitely take pictures. I love taking pictures with her. She does not like taking pictures with people, but when it's me and her, she smiles for the camera. Like,
funny.
It's like, I am like with the only people I can get really good pictures with her. And, but I'm like, she's my little buddy. Like, I don't know. I'm going to take pictures of myself because that's what me and my friends do when we go hiking. We take pictures of each other. And like, so I want my dog in it. Like, she knows the rodeo. But heck, you only have like one kid that really likes to wear shoes.
Oh yeah, and he's sick.
Hey, you know, three out of four.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you that. I'm like, I'm like, even when they ask me, when I guess, do I need to put shoes on? I'm like, do you want to put shoes on?
Mm-hmm.
I guess up to you, right?
Oh yeah,
now.
Unless
it's unfortunate, like school or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like unfortunately, there are some places. Where it is enforced, and school is one of those hard things. It's like, especially public education.
And before anybody throws homeschooling at this, Mama, it's not going to work. It would not work for my brain.
It's not sustainable for everybody's life.
No,
it's really not.
I have a great amount of respect and admiration for any parent that can homeschool their children.
Mm-hmm.
I am not that. I'm just not. Straight up.
And if you're aware of that, that's good, though,
yeah.
You know?
I thought about it when they were younger, but, like, the more I'm like, especially with my ADHD brain, I'm like, dude, I barely stick to my own darn, you know, deadlines. You think I won't remember.
Yeah. Well, and even, too, you know, your oldest that, like, you know, does like to wear shoes,
he's just started 11th grade. He's
okay,
actually
so he's a junior this year.
Engineering and career center.
Which is awesome. And you can't provide that.
No ordinary
parent could, unless that's their field, you know. And in general, I knew a lot of kids.
The level
that
kid is at is like 12 grades ahead of mine, and I've got 2 college degrees, folks. Like, I cannot teach him what he needs to know.
Exactly. And I knew a lot of homeschooled kids
I'm teaching them common sense and street smarts.
Well, and I even knew a lot of kids, by the time they started 9th grade, even though they were homeschooled pretty much all their childhood, they did start going to public school, at least for certain classes. I knew some kids some kids that were homeschooled, they went full-time in high school, or they did half days where there were certain things that, you know, they did at school, at, like, public schools, and certain things they did at homeschool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so just in general, you know, not everything works for everybody. And
we need to, oh.
Well, what time is it?
Well, we need to run an ad break. Sorry.
Okay.
Here's the time. Here, I need to. Uh-huh. I need to reconnect. Okay. Here's how this is going to go for a second. We're going to ramble on for a minute. Here, you keep going while I try and get this reconnected to the hotspot here.
So I do agree that, like, you know, that it is very key how, you know, being aware of the moment and sensory, it can be very key for having animals and, you know, small children, whether, you know, you're their, you know, parent or some kind of caregiver, you know, like I, you know, nanny them, and they're going back to school now, but the youngest especially, you know, she likes being barefoot, but when it's really hot in the summer, we're going to parks, like, you know, I always make sure they bring them for just in case when they do need them, especially walking through the parking lot, since I can't carry them, you know, they at least need something to get over the hot.
It's a tool to be used in certain
to be used as necessary.
But you can get to a point, though, even where even like that specific circumstance, like where it might have once been necessary, like now you're like, meh. Like I literally, we went to Kings Island last year. It hit 102 degrees the day we were there. I didn't realize it, but I barefooted the whole time. On the asphalt, through the whole thing. There were a couple times where it was, like, felt like I hurried up to the shade, you know. But I'm like, but even, like, the year before, that probably would have been one of those situations where even I would have broken down.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can build it up.
Yeah.
Get rid of them when you're ready.
And I think it's more.
Not when you're ready. Listen to your body and being when you're ready.
Yeah.
And just being like.
And I think it is more difficult definitely with children because you want to respect their body autonomy, but obviously put their safety first. But even for me, like if I get out of the car because I help get them out of the car and I can feel, oh, this parking lot is too hot, I can tell them, put your shoes on before we get out of the car.
Right, then
take them off when we're in the grass. Take them off. Even they're fine in the mulch without them, you know.
Yeah.
Like wear a concrete, fine, you know. But we are going to run a quick ad break, folks, and then we will be back.
And guys should be calling in about the time we come back. So
yes.
We will be back in just a minute, my friend.
Okay. See ya in a sec.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
the one. Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Freaks. Outsiders. Weirdos. The Wallflowers. Oddball, loser, fish out of water. Speak up. Talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional. See life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. We are back. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We here at Barefoot is Legal Radio like to encourage and empower folks to, you know, even just begin, let alone carry on with this lifestyle. And if that is what you so choose, we have the information you might be looking for. I'm actually really excited about my guest today because I've had questions about asked of me about, you know, doing athletic stuff barefoot. And anyone that knows me knows I am not an athletic person. So I will admit I am not the best person to field these questions. But we have, and I'm getting ready to bring him in. His name is, he'll correct me if I'm wrong. I hope I've not been saying your name wrong. It's Guy Felix Prot is, that's what it looks like. Anyway, he is a, let me see, where, why isn't it working? Here we go. Hold on. He's, are you there, Guy?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi. Am I saying your last name right?
It's actually Felix Prot. Most Americans say it wrong. The German pronunciation is Felix Prot.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. I'm pronouncing it phonetically, but I feel like that's not correct. So I apologize for that.
All good.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, you are, so you did the triathlon completely barefoot, is what it says?
Yeah, I did a triathlon called an Ironman. An Ironman is mm-hmm. something that started as a bet between like 15 dudes in Hawaii 44 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And an Ironman was a bet. They wanted to see who was best, runners, swimmers, or bikers. And so, of course, quote unquote, they finished with a marathon at the end. And in one of the Hawaiian areas, they did a 2.4-mile swim, followed by 112 miles biking, and then, as I said, finished with a marathon. So a triathlon is swim, bike, run, really in that order, and it's quite a grueling event, as you can imagine, that it only finishes with a marathon. And I've done triathlons for the last 6 years and always aspired to do an Ironman. It was just like a thing to do or something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Like a big milestone?
Yeah, it's a big milestone. It's also like, it's really unequivalent to anything else. You can do half that distances or a quarter of these distances in terms of triathlons. But when you do an Ironman and it finishes a marathon, you know that you're in it for something completely different, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't finish. A lot of people just quit. The training for it is really long and hard. You really got to commit. It's not like, oh, I'll just go for one in the park. It's, you know, it's hours and hours.
You got to be pretty serious about it if you're going to do that.
Awesome. Starting with an Ironman. I don't recommend starting with an Ironman. I recommend doing a sprint triathlon to begin. But the amazing thing about triathlons is the cross training. You know, there's very famous around the country, the CrossFit. But triathlons are very good in training different muscles in different ways that strengthen each other and don't develop one group of muscles and weakens another. So that's really a huge benefit, triathlon.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what was it like? I mean, I would imagine the swimming would be done barefoot anyway. But
yeah,
like,
everybody did swimming. And then when they got out of the water, I told the organizer, you see, everybody's going to wimp out and put on shoes now. You'll just see. And he knew that I had to do this barefoot. I told everybody. I also had to get authority from the Ironman Corporation to make sure that I wasn't breaking the rules, because they have a lot of rules. So I know them and all the rules. So I got an email that literally said, not recommended, but not prohibited. And that's all I had to do. I had it in writing because it's corporate, and I had an email.
Right.
And I quoted it verbatim to everybody, even in the middle of the Ironman itself when I was riding barefoot. Some staff members started to literally annoy me. Talk about the next level of annoying barefoot people in grocery stores. You know, this was like I'm doing an Ironman. It's hard. I'm barefoot. And this guy's, like, grilling me. How come I'm doing it barefoot?
Right.
Because I'm, like, grocery store trained, I was like, no, not illegal. I checked. So, again, I don't recommend to everybody to go to that level first. Do the grocery stores first. But that training does come in handy.
Yeah. You definitely learn to field some people just going to the grocery store. That's not wrong.
I think we've both definitely had our fair share of experiences. For sure.
So basically, for me, I've always done triathlons as what I call the triartist. I went to South Africa. This is actually not my first world record. The world record in that for the barefoot community and beyond was doing a full Ironman barefoot. The swim, which everybody does barefoot, the biking, which no one does, like almost ever, and then the run, and some people barefoot. But for years, I've done other shenanigans. I got in by some miracle or fluke or good juju into the world championship of the half Ironman, and it was in South Africa. And country. And so I felt bad because triathlons are mostly an elitistic sport. So I actually juggled with balls, sacky sack, or just balls I made, actually, throughout the half marathon. because what I can make up in speed, I made up in skill. And so I've done
there
that. I ran for Planned Parenthood a half marathon and gave out 70 condoms. I ran with a big swab for, you know, I've done all kinds of stuff. You can check them out on my Instagram or Facebook page, The Body spelled out, and then MC stands for Master of Ceremony, because we are our own body's Master of Ceremony.
Right.
But when COVID started, so I always liked going barefoot, walking my dog barefoot, and then the winter would bum me out. But in the last couple of years, I just got moccasins. So COVID came, and I don't need to go into an office. I don't need to go anywhere. I can just be barefoot. And then I also stumbled upon a friend of mine told me about earthing, and I should check it out because she knew about me. And then it just all came together. So literally when I wanted to fulfill that dream, Iron Man, I was like, oh my God, but I don't know how to run with shoes anymore.
Right,
I don't.
Right.
I fall. When I volunteer at the local dog shelter, there I take shoes because as much as I love barefoot, I don't appreciate seeing poop of canines all over my feet. So
I would
fall
that.
With shoes.
Yeah.
So
I
it's a kennel.
My own
I go,
the other day. Yeah. Sorry. I about broke my own toe the other day, and people are like, well, if you'd had shoes on. I'm like, I did have shoes on then, actually. That's when I get hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
That's when I fall. So,
yeah.
So I ran barefoot, and I was like, okay, I can run barefoot. I know how to do it. Red Born to Run, earthing, you know, the works. Looked into it.
Yeah.
And then my personal thing with barefoot is beyond the freedom part, which we'll talk about and everything else, is my left foot is slightly wider. And it always gives me trouble. Every shoe gives me trouble because if you buy wider shoes, then my right foot would be floating. If I buy narrow shoes, my left foot would be hurting. There's never any good compromise. So flip-flops, man.
And that's
and
pretty
the
common, though, too.
Kill me. No, yeah, it's very common. Right. A lot of people have those issues, and they tell you, do this, do that, get this thing, rather than just ditch shoes, you know? So when I came to biking, I'm like, well, I can't bike this way. So the guy at the bike shop thought I was crazy because I got a good, decent, not like super expensive, but decent race bike. And I said, I don't want those click-ins and clip-ins and all the rest of it because I fall off them because of my feet. And so I said, I just want regular pedals. He's like, regular pedals? Are you crazy? These, like, flip-ins or whatever you have on are, like, $50 each. I was like, yeah, but I don't want them. And then he laughed at me more because he did grounding wires on the pedals. So I actually bike grounded. And so when I did that, a few things happened. One, even if it's not completely true, I'd feel better. Two, my toes never stink, as all our barefooters know. You know, they feel nice and free, maybe dirty, but they don't. And on the bike, I could actually move my feet back and forth and sideways like I could never do with shoes, and I could also release them. So to a certain extent, because I was barefoot, my muscles, especially for a 112-mile bike run, were much more relaxed at the end. Which a lot of athletes were like, yeah, my feet are killing me, or there's a thing called for triathletes brick training because you ride so long and then you need to run pretty much on the same muscles and you feel like your calves are made out of brick. And I ditched that feeling. Like a lot of our problems that people aspire to shoes and walking or injuries that we all know don't exist when you ditch the shoes also disappear triathlon they're training. And the other thing you might not know about athletes, which I can advise, and I advise athletes, and a lot of athletes were like, whoa, I didn't think of that. In biking, when you bike, you literally measure your movement and the power you generate in watts, which is an electrical measuring unit. And then you go like, but wait a minute, you just generated all that electricity. Where is it going? Oh, you know where it's going? Because you're not grounded or earthed or anything else, it's going right back to your muscles. Oh, so guess what happens? You have muscle atrophy, you tear an ACL, you tear this, you tear that, because your muscles can't keep up with the electricity that you insulated and sent right back to them.
Wow. Yeah, no, that makes sense.
I never thought about that either.
A lot of people don't, because it's like, so what my line was, you're improving your fitness and destroying your body. And a lot of athletes take for granted all these theories. And if you read Born to Run, you go like, no, they're not natural. Because when you run with shoes, you cancel your arch, you cancel your toes. You actually make your Achilles heel even weaker. The whole ankle is weak because the shoes support the back of it and it's crutches. And when you don't do any of that, you're fine. Like my feet, people couldn't believe me. And we all know, 24 hours later, they were fine, completely fine.
Yeah.
And within 48 hours of earthing after the triathlon, after the Ironman, all my muscles were fine.
That's crazy cool. Well, and it like creates
even
almost like a muscle
total
atrophy when you're like forced to wear shoes.
You create all this electricity, and then you have a closed circuit with no release. It goes right back into your body. Where is it going? You know, and people ride hard. I don't train necessarily hard or tough on my body. I really take it easy. I mean, I did an Ironman, so can't quite call
it easy.
And then, but I'm in complete communication with the earth all the time.
Right.
So
that's that.
And to fellow
cool,
friends,
I like that.
And even in complete communication with nature. You know, when I was after the first half marathon of the marathon, you know, I used the trees, I used the land, I used the riverbank, I used the river. I wouldn't call the word use, but I would be in commune with, I'd be in communication with, and I would feel their support. So the support of the natives, which I gave honor to in this journey, you know, was very deep for me, which for most people I couldn't even pass it on because they were stuck at my bare feet.
It takes people a little bit to get past that kind of thing, unfortunately.
Nature
have been the most understanding, and I've even been able to introduce them to that. Like I was kind of talking that about that earlier in the show, but there's so many people that are just so ignorant, unfortunately, and they refuse to open their mind. Yeah, even when the information is out there, even when you can give it to them, there's some people that are just like, well, still, I have a problem with it. It's not illegal. There are no health codes against it. Get over it.
I just tell people, you go ahead and have a problem with it, but I'm in your feet to do it, so you don't need to worry about it.
But my nature-loving friends, like, they have found so many effects with grounding and have found it so relaxing, so freeing, and even just cleansing in a way, to just be able to connect with the earth through barefooting.
Yeah, not only that, think of the Western culture and how disconnected we are from one of our most intense senses, which is the sense of touch, we don't touch.
Yeah.
After COVID, people hug. You know, so when I feel when I'm barefoot, my sense of touch is activated all the time. I hike also barefoot, so I know the difference between pointy rocks and smooth rocks, these rocks. I know the difference between different moss and grasses and sands, which most people just walk on.
And if you watch your feet, if you watch your feet when you're walking, it's so funny the way your body, they move.
Yeah, it's like they know, you know?
Yeah.
And they move accordingly to those stations.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue to interrupt.
So. No, it's all right. I was about to add, I love swimming. I grew up by the Mediterranean Sea in Haifa in Israel. And so I always felt it was very holy for me to be in the planet. That's how I think of swimming, because you're in the planet. You're in water, which is part of planet Earth, which is really planet water in majority. And then only when I became – and then I only knew that I'm on the planet. But I can tell you, since I'm being barefoot, that I'm with the planet. I'm with Gaia, because I am in touch. I feel it. I sense it. I know it. And even hikes I didn't necessarily like because they were too steep or too intense, they're now a joy, because I'm like, ooh, look at this smooth rock. It's like a little kid in the playground, you know? And I mostly feel bad for people who don't try it, because I'm like, I have no idea what you're missing. Like, no idea. I can't tell you how connected I am to nature, because it's like, I always use chocolate cake. You know, how much can you describe a chocolate cake? You got to eat it. So it's like, I can't describe to you the experience of having it, because you are just not having it.
We have a jet. We're outside and we have a jet going over us. I heard what you said, but I just wanted to make sure it didn't interfere too much with what I was trying to say. But to add to that, even for me and many people close to me on a spiritual level and across many different cultures, water and earth are cleansing. They are purifying of, you know, energy, not just like, oh, you know, you clean your hands with water, but in general, so many different cultures, it's so key. And even for me and my friends have just found, like, walking through the creek or even sometimes sitting in it or just even just putting our toes in it and just while we're in nature, feeling the earth, not even just on a physical or mental health perspective, is it freeing and comforting and, you know, has all these, you know, benefits. But even on a spiritual level or in an energetic level, you are just, it's so freeing, it's so cleansing, but also revitalizing. Yeah. And I know this is not even just true for spiritual beliefs, but so many others. And barefooting helps us connect to those elements and, you know, be able to benefit from those energetic and spiritual benefits of nature and water.
Yeah, absolutely. And on the physical level, because I like, that's what I call my body, my business, you know, my business or my endeavor, the body MC, because you see, we go like mind over matter. Wait, it's a two-way street. Why are you just driving one way? It's also body over mind, you know, they connect. So even on the athletic level, you see on the Ironman, when I ran and when I did the biking, because I don't care about my socks getting wet and getting fungi and all the other crap, then I took the water described, and I would pour it over my legs, I would pour it over my feet, which is very important to cool the muscles. Actually, what you're describing is also physically very important, because our muscles get very hot, and when they get hot, they spasm. I saw people fall off the bikes, I saw people spasm. So when you cool them, and you don't care about your socks getting wet or your feet getting wet, all these worries that we have when we wear shoes. Again, when I walk the dogs, I can't go in the creek because then my sandals give me, you know, blisters. But when I'm barefoot and I ran in water, it cooled my feet. It cooled my muscles so I can actually perform better because I didn't have other man worries.
Well, in another aspect of what you were saying too, even for people that have different forms of arthritis or joint issues, the cooling effects is really helpful to inflammation, even more so than muscles. Like, yes, muscle, you need cooling for muscle inflammation, but, you know, the heat is also a good aspect of relaxing muscles, but more so for joints, especially that cooling effect is so important. I've found benefits from, you know, being in cooler water, but I also have muscle and nerve issues, so I have to be a little bit careful because sometimes that can be too much if, you know, my muscles aren't too inflamed, that it's just too cooling sometimes. So you really have to know your body, and I think in general, especially in the Western world, we, as modernization or, you know, different stuff has occurred, we're losing connection between that mind and body, that so many people are neglecting their bodies. Mm-hmm. And like even my grandma, though, for her arthritis, she's found swimming in cooler water or just cold water in general being very relaxing on that joint inflammation. And I agree with, you know, what you're saying for sure. I hate that there's been such a disconnect, like, you know, where people get so wrapped up in their mental world, they're neglecting their physical body and their physical needs. And, you know, sustainability is not just a mental health thing. It is a physical health thing. And neglecting that mind-body connection is setting people up for failure, honestly, because they're handicapping one area while they're overcompensating in another.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to touch upon, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I love, you know, people think like mind over matter, body over mind over body. I'm like, yeah, but we were given both, so you got to figure out how they both work together. And exactly. I feel that like barefooting is honestly the best way to do that because you're able to listen to both.
Yeah.
You know, your body's telling you what's on around
too, and your mind can tell you, you know, it interprets better. I feel.
And with sensations and touch, those are processed through our brain. I remember that was like one of the first classes I took getting my psychology associate was talking about like sensory, both, you know, sight, sound, touch, they're all processed in our minds, in our brains, but we feel them through our bodies because there are signals like with the central nervous system constantly going throughout our entire bodies. Like they are meant to communicate because they already are communicating and we're just neglecting and ignoring that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
For me,
that's one of the things I wanted
to highlight. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying you're good because I was
saying go ahead as well.
Yeah, I was trying to say, yeah. Oh, yeah, go ahead because I didn't mean to interrupt you. And then I said you're good. You're fine. Continue.
You see, few people who knew me a few years ago, let alone in my childhood, would not believe this. I'm doing actually a lecture or planning a lecture called From Barely Breathing with Asthma to Barefoot Ironman. You know, I grew up, I had allergies and asthma and a dripping nose, and I don't think it's
a mistake.
I don't think it's by chance. And look at me now and the feats I can do, you know, pun intended, F-E-A-T and E-E-E-T. So we're trained to not listen to ourselves, and that's how we can be controlled. And to the barefoot community, I will say, all of us know it's not about bare feet. We all know it well enough after the first grocery store or after wherever we want to go, whatever we want to do. You go like, no, mm-hmm. This is my health choice. I know about earthing.
Right.
I know what it does. I'm responsible to my body. And it ties to another thing about personal freedom. I am allowed to take responsibility for my health. I don't care if I go into Home Depot and you tell me, it's dangerous and you can get hurt. And my answer is, I did a whole Ironman complete barefoot. I think I can handle Home Depot. You know, so it's that overpowering, over demanding, like we know what's best for you. No, you don't. You don't.
Right.
And between health and freedom, how did I get to the barefoot is legal? This woman yelled at me for getting stuff. And I was like, it's not illegal. It's good. And I just really was fed up. As I was like, barefoot, right. And I got to barefoot is legal. I was like, oh, finally, you know. And I was like, you can't tell me what to do.
Exactly. And it's like, and I tell people all the time.
Essence of all this stuff for me. It wasn't just because I want to get advertised and I want to set a world record. It was like, no. And that's my next point. I don't think it's up to us to like even, oh yeah, I should go barefoot and now go. We have to, because so many people don't know about barefoot. So many people don't know about earthing that we know, and we're sitting on this gold mine of simple, deep knowledge. And so it's like it behooves us to pass it on, because so many people tell me, my kids never want to put shoes. I'm like, good. And you know, it's like people are like, I don't like wearing shoes. Then don't. You know?
Exactly. I know. And I'm like, you'd be surprised how much worse you're doing with those shoes, you know, like, it is shocking. And like, I'm a preschool teacher, and I'll have, you know, some parents are, even the littles, they're gung-ho shoes, and I'm like, I don't like it, but they're the parent, and you know, they all know my opinion, they all know how I am, so, but if they bring them in, I'm gonna leave them. But I'm the type too, as soon as like the child slips those shoes off, I just put them up on the counter. I'm like, I'm not fighting with these today. We put them up, and the parents know this. So it's not like, you know, I'm going against any parent wishes, but I've actually had a couple parents that are like, do I actually have to bring shoes? And I'm like, if you ask me, no, policy is, but if they come off, they come off, you know? So, but it's amazing to me how many people are just so gung-ho. They want to cram them in, like, literally before they're a year old even. You know, I have some students, they're, like, not even a year old, and they want to stay on all day. And I'm like, but why?
Well, and think about what that does for their motor skill development.
Oh, sorry.
Horrible.
Yeah. It's fun going to tell people, why do you not wear shoes on the beach, or I don't feel like it, or in the park, or doing yoga, or it turns out all these world records. the all the Olympic records were actually done by barefooters. It's either judo or kayaking or windsurfing. So
right.
I was like, oh, I joined a good crowd. And you go like, why are these considered normal, but just going on the street or going into a store isn't? Who draws the line and why?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like what the brainwashing effect of shoes is phenomenal, really. So just the fact that so many people.
There's a lot of money behind it. There's a lot of fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And then also, like, you know, it says often on the podcast or, you know, on the Barefoot is Legal website and videos and everything else, it's like you challenge people's beliefs. And there's always two ways. That's what happened at the triathlon, too, when I did juggling and now when I was barefoot. You really split people into two when you're extreme. They're either like, wow, that's so cool. Tell me more. I'm so intrigued. How do you do it? Wish I could, blah, blah, blah. And even during the Ironman, I would coach people about it. I'd say, when you're done, don't take off your shoes now, but when you're done, go barefoot, you know, discharge. Or the other complete other extreme is people like, oh, did you forget your shoes? Do you need shoes? Do you need my flip-flops? You know, all these people, I won't give them adjectives. And it's like, didn't you ever pass kindergarten? If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything.
People forget that once they're an adult, don't they?
Yeah.
You had the sit in the corner a lot when you were a kid, didn't you? Yeah.
Well, no. You see, I was very smart. I didn't listen. I was very smart. So I was the kid that throughout in elementary school, I was still listening-ish. So I just finished and get bored. In middle school and high school, and I just gave up. I was just sitting with my other smart friend in the back, and we would just swing in our chairs. And if a teacher or a friend of mine just reminded me, someone I talked to in 30 years, reminded me that the teachers would start pick on me, then I'd be like, okay, I shut up till now, but you picked on me, so you're going to get it right back.
Yeah.
Now, this wasn't America. This is Israel. You can answer back your teachers. So I gave them. I gave them a piece of my mind. And not gently.
Yep. Yeah, I was in a lot of trouble in school myself. I'm just glad that phase is over. But, you know.
Being barefoot develops a lot of mental toughness. The hardest thing for me after the Ironman weren't my feet or my muscles, just like the letdown of, like, everybody in the world, including my family, were like, you're nuts. You know, I tell people I'm doing an Ironman, and people are like, whoa. And then I'd add barefoot. And you should have seen their faces or their reactions or their voice on the phone. So when I did it, like, completely alone, like, in terms of I'm going to do it,
right,
the mental toughness doing it is priceless. Because then when someone tells you, excuse me, some other shit, you go like, no, this is what I believe in. This is what I do. And if you have a problem with it, well, then you have a problem with it. It's not my problem.
Well, like I tell people, I'm like, I'm responsible for my actions. I am not responsible for your reaction to my actions. That's on you. So, I'll take full responsibility for what I do. But I'm not going to take responsibility for how you take it.
Yeah. Like, if I'm not hurting anybody, dude, what I do. But those are the same people, you know, that get so bent out of shape and act like, oh, you're going to hurt somebody with barefooting, are usually the rudest, meanest people. And it's like, dude, you're verbally attacking everybody, and I'm just trying to live my life.
Yeah. When I was barefoot, she was like, well, you're just acting like a jerk now. Because I said, look, I'm not an employee. It's not a Department of Labor. It's not New York State Health Code. I said, I'm allowed. She's like, well, you're not a jerk now. So I was on the verge of telling her, well, who's using, violence, you know, verbal violence now, you know, between us. And I think that's another point I want to get across. We need to defend ourselves and enable others to feel the freedom. Because, you know, first they laugh at you, then they try to stop you, and then they join you, you know. So it's like, I think that it's as it's getting more out, and also the Earthing movie is free, which is an amazing thing they did and just enabled it on YouTube. A lot of people are intrigued, and, you know, I sat with a very smart and rich women, and they grilled me, and I was ready. I told them about the biking. I told them about the swimming. I told them about the running, and these are people who know their stuff, And they're all intrigued. And one of them, I said, you know, start running barefoot at the park or on the beach. Don't start like, you know, Fifth Avenue, New York City, which I won't run there. But, you know, try it and see the difference. See how your foot works. See that you don't do toes to heel, but you do the your whole foot first. See that in the beginning, you know, back into your question, your ankles will hurt because it's like in the Matrix. You know, why do my eyes hurt? Because you've never used them before. So it's like, why do my ankles hurt? Because you've used them before. Yes. You were crotched inside of you had crutches for shoes or shoes for crutches.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah, you're so used to being fully supported and not using your own actual muscles. It's going to hurt a little. It's like even if you start going to work out at the gym, your whole body's going to hurt when you work out because it's not used to moving like that.
And that's how a lot of muscle atrophy occurs is when you're not fully engaging the muscles, and shoes are a really great example of that, that so many people aren't aware of.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, also but for me, like I would convert people to barefoot because what shoes will I wear and what socks and if they get wet and what if I want to cross the creek and what if I, like I had a friend, he said, I love running. You just put on shoes and go. For me now, it's just, well, just go. So it's
so natural. I'm ready.
It's so easy. It's just so simple, you know, and I laughed at the triathlon because there's transition. You transition between the swims. So you got to take your clothes off and put biking stuff, and then from the biking to the running. I said, wow, I'm saving so much time on transition between not putting shoes. I just make fun of it. People are like, where are your shoes? I said, well, Ironman competitions are known to be expensive. I said, look, I had to sell my shoes. How do you think else I would be able to afford it?
That's
so I was like,
I can't
afford the shoes anymore. That's a joke. Sorry?
Like, how many people believed that? That's hilarious.
No, a lot of triathletes would go like, oh, you're crazy. I was like, well, dude, you're doing an Ironman. So we're both crazy. Maybe I'm a little bit crazier. Crazier than because you're constricting your feet. You're not in commune energetically and electrically with the earth. So who's crazy? You know, and also a lot of people were like, oh, that's amazing. And people also like, oh, how'd you do it? Well, I've been barefoot for over two and a half years. It's not like it just sprang on me. I ran 19 miles in my town, mostly on grass, mind you. But I did crisscrossing America's grass, doing barefoot, and I was just fine. I don't run fast. I don't run hard. I see where I'm walking. And I also tell people, when you go barefoot, you do the slow movement, conscious walking. You don't always look at your phone. Don't look around. You look at your feet. You look at the earth. You're engaged with the land. It's a different experience.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. But and I would love hard. That's not what people want to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're definitely more observant. And it's like, you may not even realize what you're even observing because, you know, you're just doing it. But then it's like you realize, oh, did I just do that? But you did fine because you're so ingrained into making sure you're keeping yourself safe anyway that you just do it.
You can cross really hard places. And I can tell you, for me now, hiking, moss is such a celebration. Every time I see moss, I'm like, woo-hoo,
oh my God.
You know? Carpet or like massage.
Yes, I always talk about the good mud. When I'm always looking for that good mud. It's like real wet. I know you said moss. I'm talking about mud though. That's what I'm always looking for is the mud. I like to squish around in the mud. You know, that's real wet and that for me is what I enjoy. So, yeah, I wouldn't be able to enjoy that with shoes on.
No, you get upset. They get ruined, and I ruined so many shoes. And also because of my left foot, I had like the rebellious little toe. It would always break my slippers. But I was in Israel the other day, and a few months ago, and I got into a field of mud, like you're saying, and I never like dipped really in it since I was a kid. And I came out, it was like a spa feeling, because the mud and the soil and the wetness was so refreshing that I came afterwards, and my whole body refreshed because my feet were so happy.
That's my favorite. I will dance in it. I'm like, and it's like stuff you Oh my gosh, I remember, I actually got a picture. I went hiking with one of my friends. We found the puddles, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to jump in it. Ooh, this will be a cool picture. Take the picture. And then I didn't realize it, but there was this older couple behind us on the path, and in the background of the picture, you could see them, like, looking, like, laughing at me, jumping in the air and slamming in this puddle. But I'm like, hey, don't knock until you try it. Just, you're like a kid again, you know, because you can feel it, and it's just, there's just something about it.
Well, and too, when you're barefooting, yeah, and that you come across puddles, like, it, you know, rather than being like, oh, like, I got to get around it, I can't get my shoes wet, it's like you don't, it's like you don't really have as many obstacles. You know, people would think that barefooting would create more obstacles, but when you're hiking, like, it really doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I'd always end up, you know, having to take the time to take my shoes off, but, like, there's been a lot of rain lately and there are huge puddles throughout the entirety of the dirt path, or the whole dirt path becomes mud, you can't really just, you know, just take your shoes off like you could to just go in the water and then, oh, put them back on, it's no problem. Like, you know, it creates its own issue. And two, you know, if your shoes get wet, like, that's how you're more likely to get, you know, foot fungus or bacteria and fungal buildup in your shoes.
No, for sure. I love puddles. Yeah. And when I did the Ironman again, every time there was a shower, I didn't care. I passed through it. My feet dried up, 1, 2, 3. I run through puddles. I love it. And another thing I would highly recommend, which I used to do before I was barefooter, is barefoot rain dance. Because if you ever do it in rain and you're outside, just make sure there's a towel at the entrance to your house because you drip. But if you do it and you're on a downhill, then the water gushes down on your feet and the water comes from the sky. It's like almost an orgasmic experience because you just feel in water all around while on the earth. Yeah. You know, it's so amazing. And I used to do it with my daughter, and she's like, come on, rain dance. And I'll be like, oh, I'm tired. And she's like, come on. And we'd go out, and we'd do it, and we'd feel so refreshed and so cleansed and so happy. You know, waiting for puddles, because, like, to jump in a good puddle and splash all around, I mean, it's like, no, you're not a kid anymore. You can't do it. Well, says who?
But why? Why is there a cutoff to fun? Okay, that's my question.
Yeah.
Why is that cutoff? You do those things, you're completely irresponsible. Mm-hmm. You can still find joy in quote-unquote kiddish things while still being a responsible person. How does me splashing in a puddle affect my career? Me barefoot hiking, how does that affect my career? How does that affect my professionalism, my attitude, the way I talk to people?
Right.
It doesn't.
Right.
Actually, it makes it better,
To if you're not having fun, if you're not seeking joy in your life, you're easier to control, and then you're easier to be told what to do and how to do it. That lady at one of the grocery stores was so adamant, and I looked at her almost like in pity. I was like, yeah, you own this business and you can kick me out. I did at that point, so it was over, but I was like, wow, I really feel bad for how miserable you are now, you know, and how adamant you are about something you are completely wrong about. And have no idea what you're talking about in terms of the feeling and everything else.
Right, right.
So it's a part because you go like, yeah, you're at me and you're at my throat. And, you know, you guys spoke about, like, the people who are miserable. I found that the most miserable people are the people who want to break out so badly that they go like, well, if I'm adhering to the rules and I'm not letting myself do it, well, misery loves company. I'm going to make sure you don't either. And then you go to, I don't know if you read it as a preschool teacher, How to Talk So Kids Will Listen and Listen So Kids Will Talk. It's like, I sympathize with your emotions, but I don't agree with your actions.
Right. That is a valid feeling, but the different way to approach this is.
Maybe barefooting
should
go through a crash course of being a preschool teacher because you learn so much about handling people. And then it's like, doesn't matter what physical age they're in, because their emotional age is like maybe a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old.
I use a lot, actually, in my everyday life, even dealing with adults, I use a lot of my early childhood development, like, techniques. And it works on grown-ups, too. It's funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
The whole nonviolent communication with Marshall Rosenberg and the whole nonviolent communication as a whole, and what I hear you saying, and active listening, and all the rest of it. It's like, I'm not doing anything illegal. I am not breaking any law, and I'm not hurting anybody. You know, it's the health oath. You know, the name it will come back to me, but it's like, do no harm, you know? So no harm. I'm golden. Any harm, harming anybody. Hypocritical.
Exactly.
Hypocritical.
Hey, yeah.
Like
I tell people all the time, be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk. You're kind of doing the opposite of all of those right now. That's my life motto. You know, it's like, be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk. And I like to help people brainstorm through it too. It'll be like, okay, well, can you show me? You know, make them pull out their phone and try and pull it up, or their handbook where they are, and show you when they can't find it. And be like, okay, so if it's not in there, what does that tell you?
And I even have told people, like, there's no store policy against it. There literally, legally cannot be a store policy against it because there are no laws or health codes against
it. Well, and it's if it's religion entity. Or ability, like, you can't.
And when religion, culture, medical reasons come into play, that creates an even bigger legal issue of you're discriminating on my other rights, not just my right to barefooting.
Some stores in New York, they say it's a liability thing, like if anything breaks or anything like that. I'm like, what? You break glass here on a regular basis, but they have it at the entrance, and then you tell the employees. I yelled at an employee one time. I had enough. I said, well, good luck for you. We're working for a racist organization because the NNS, no shoes, no shirt, no service, was based in that. Mm-hmm. And she's like, look, I just work here, you know, so it's a lot to do it corporate, but there's only so many battles sometimes I want to fight.
Right, yeah, it depends on the day.
But I do find, I think that a lot of people don't do it and won't do it because, you know, when you do barefoot, and I got to say, I think my nails are growing faster since I went barefoot because my body accelerated healing so quicker. Like if I get hurt on my feet or everywhere else, I'm just the accelerated healing is insane in comparison.
Yeah.
And I really thought, some people just can't handle all this freedom and joy. They can't. They will, destroy their perception that life is miserable and we should, feel
some
crap
people,
and, you know, all the rest of it.
Yeah.
And you see these people and they're like, I call us intelligent hippies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, because some people are just happier when they're miserable, and I'm like, well, you can go ahead and be that way, but I'm going to pass on that. Thank you. I like to feel joy myself.
Yeah.
You know?
And
so,
it's like we're back in prison or something. You'll be punished by something or someone. Well, no, and also why should I? You know, there's nothing wrong here.
Like, what are you going to do? So, give me a demerit? Oh, good.
You're not going to get the gold star.
I went home
and
with
the
barefoot.
So since entering my 40s and then doing that, I call it like fucking 40s. Like, give a fuck what you think. What you think is it's your choice, not mine, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do what I need to do and you do yours. And it's so liberating. It's so like, okay, you're allowed to think that, and I can still love you, and we can agree to disagree, and that's it. And barefoot is like such a I still get in trepidation into stores, and I still sometimes try to hide my feet. I won't deny it. I don't like conflict for joy. I don't do it for joy, but I'm like, you're not going to walk all over me. Well, literally. So,
right.
You know. You're just not. And I think that practice, you know, for people who practice it, they see that it's really not just the feet. It's way deeper than that.
Right. No, yeah, absolutely.
Well, and it is one of our legal rights to be able to barefoot. At that point, it's not just about I'm a rebel. It's not just about I'm trying to make people mad, it's not just about conforming. It's about standing up for my rights and my body autonomy. And it kills me how many people will pick and choose which rights they respect for other people.
Right.
And it's like, not respect people and their freedoms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Kevin,
no, it is.
They'll feel like
the people are like, yeah, I said, well, if I didn't wear a hat, you know, you'd have an issue. And the funny thing is you talk to some people, this technician in this place that I did a podcast, he was like, well, who knows where people's hands were? You know, who washes their shoes? I was like, no one. He says, and you wash your feet? I said, right. Of course, multiple times. And it's like, and he says, and people shove their hands in like the grocery and the fresh produce. You don't know where their hands were. You didn't know if they came out of the bathroom and washed their hands. Why is anybody not saying anything to them? You know, because it's not a norm we talk about, at least in the U.S. Like in Hungary, you're not allowed to pick fruit by yourself. They're like, no, I'm going to pick it for you, and I have my gloves. You know, so it really depends where you are, but it's like, it's just norms, just how you think, which for me, as one who likes to mess with people's minds, not for fun, but, you know, to stretch my own mind and others, barefooting was natural. It's like, I don't like laws. I don't like rules. Segway. I don't like when things don't, you won't enforce it on me either.
Right. No, absolutely.
And I did want to say, I just want to put a personal thing in that in the publications and all the stuff I share on BIL, on Barefoot is Legal, I don't do it for my ego. I can use it and say, hey, I can go barefoot. There's a guy who did a whole Ironman barefoot and he was good. Or, you know, to encourage people and inspire people, encourage for more to do it, you know, just like I was encouraged by the group. So I just wanted to really put it out there that it's not like, you know, the guy show or whatever. No, it's about all of us and our rights and our growth.
Yeah, it's about spreading the word that, like, if someone can do this, why can't you just go to the grocery store? You know, why can't you just go to the post office or whatnot? You know, it's sharing our stories to empower others.
Exactly. You know, sharing our stories within a community helps inspire, empower, and encourage.
Right.
You know, it's not always, I mean, yes, some people can get a little too caught up in their ego at times. I mean, people are prone to that. But that's not what this group is about. It's about being able to share.
I'm a person that's happy being, you know, in the background, just living my life, being left alone. But
this is something
that
matters.
This is what life has given me, is to share this with other people.
And so we definitely appreciate you coming on here and sharing your story with us. So that way, you know, it's not just us two rambling the whole time when there are so many other people with so many different experiences. Like, we're nowhere near athletic and
not even
you
close.
Did an Ironman and triathlon barefoot. Like, that is an amazing thing, especially to share to athletes when we can't do that.
Right. So we thank you for coming on.
Yeah, for sure. For the athletes out there, a lot of people who an Ironman and triathletes are people who train hard, long. This is a very long endeavor. I mean, it took me almost 17 hours, you know, to complete. And that's, by the way, the cutoff time for it, like, to be considered, like, you finished is one thing, but you finished on time. And I want to say to them, like, I told people on the run, I was like, if you wear shoes, fine. Don't ever buy new shoes, ever. Just wear them down till they have holes and maybe then get new ones. If you're doing an athletic event of whatever, lifting, biking, whatever, afterwards, take off your shoes, ground, charge that power in your body. If you can be grounded, do it, because you're doing a lot to your body, which is fine. You want to stay fit. You want to improve it. You want to get things going. And what you spoke about before, also I forgot to mention with the cold, it's also to do with circulation, which is also good for arthritis and everything else, because you get the circulation all over your body, which barefoot, again, helps because the feet are the furthest from the heart. So it's like, fine, do it. Do it more intelligently. Use the sacred earth. Use the electrical system called sun, earth, you know, earth beings. You know, use it. Don't discard it. Because Nike wants to make another $1 billion this year, or because the latest fashion fad tells you that. What's more important, really, your health or pleasing, you know, the fashion police? It's like,
bottom line of a big company that you'll never get a portion of the profit yourself. Like, what really matters here? Yeah. Oh, goodness. Oh, that's been a good conversation. I'm looking at the time right now, though, and we're actually coming up on the end of the show here. So, I guess we're going to have to do our outro now. That was a good combo.
Sorry,
I lost track of time. It's always a show when you lose track of time, unless you go over in the next show and then you get in trouble. So, to avoid that today.
It's all good. Thank you both. And to say that I think, you know, it's so important to share the information, to give it, to feel privileged we have it, and then to give it away, to stand on our rights, literally, and do it mm-hmm. as much as possible in a nonviolent way, in a communicative way, and feel sorry for everybody who doesn't do it.
Yeah, right. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely. And I think we've shared a lot of good ideas here today, too. So thank you again so much for calling in. It's been great to hear from you. And hopefully we can do it again sometime, too. And on a future show, even have you on again, if you're open for it, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to explore beyond the physical, the metaphysical. And there's a lot that came together for me with barefooting to do with, I love one article that was written on me. I'll share it on the Facebook group. It was called One with Earth. They titled it. I didn't tell mm-hmm. it was a sports thing. And I think there's so many, if you look at the Bible, look at many other things, they say, this is holy ground. Take off your sandals, you know, take off your shoes. Why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do that? Why do when you go to a mosque, why do you go to so many holy places, they say, take off your shoes. There are a lot of reasons for it. So, let alone reflexology and everything else. So, yeah, I'd love to come on at some other point. It's awesome talking to you and us getting into each other's words because we are all in the same vibe. And I apologize if I got into yours. So I'll be excitement of free toast.
There we go.
Free the foot.
Yes, free your feet. Yeah, so.
All right. Well, yeah, thank you for coming on and talking with us. You know, we definitely hope you have, you know, a great rest mm-hmm. of your day, great upcoming mm-hmm. week, month, you know, keep living your best barefoot lifestyle.
Yeah.
I'm going around the country. I'm going around the country with my trailer and two dogs, two rescue dogs. So maybe we'll do some, I thought it would be awesome to do like a flash mob of barefoot. Imagine a story that someone tells us, a nasty manager, and 1 minute after another, we all just come in and they like don't know what to do with themselves because there's so many people who are coming in without shoes. They're just at a loss.
Right.
I thought that would be hilarious.
That would be amazing.
Like the attack of the barefoot zombies, you know. So.
Yes, I'm game if anybody can put it together. I'm not great at the planning, but I could join in something like that for sure. For sure. Sorry?
Where are you in the country?
We're in Ohio.
Ohio. Perfect. So if I pass on there, we'll do a barefoot flash mob and have a riot. And I can speak Hebrew, so they'll be like, he doesn't understand. And, you know, I'll just start to talk Hebrew to people.
Right.
I planned this whole
thing. Oh my gosh.
Fine here.
All right.
But then no one bothered us at Home Depot. It was so disappointing.
Yeah. It's nice, but bummer. But I'm getting the notification that I do need to move on so that way the next show can come on. But we'll definitely keep in touch and hopefully do this again. Thank you again for calling. We'll keep in touch. All right. Thank you. Okay. Is in Barefoot is Legal Radio, again, 501c3 nonprofit. Look for us, Barefoot is Legal, on Facebook or just quick Google search. You can find us. All right, everybody. Have a great week.